Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
And theticketfm.com.
Are you looking for a new way to put your skills to work?
I am.
Explore new options in the fintech industry.
Finance.
At Currency, a Sand Hills global company.
They have full-time
spots in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. Also, 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
Free consultation by Carson.
Jeez.
All you got to do is reach out, see what this thing has like that. Do some. Right now, it's expanding so fast, and they are doing a great job of vetting and also preparing. So you don't have to be, Steve, like that. Well, I'm a finance major from Northwestern.
Okay.
No, you don't have to do that. No, you don't.
Do we have hope?
But
you have, finance majors from Northwestern.
No, from Northwestern. So you and me are still alive. Yeah. But was that? That'd be bad. For theater majors, we're still alive. They like you know, people from different walks of life.
Diversity.
Hey, absolutely.
Here's the thing about Carson that we've never addressed. He, on a daily basis, I'm sure there's a lot of pressure to perform and just pressure in general, and he never shows it.
No. I don't know how you can have that much. He's like,
he got pressure.
Very calm.
He's a high-end Division I football coach in the SEC that doesn't show it.
Right.
That's exactly what
I'm serious. Carson has
pressure.
Doesn't
show it. Remember,
there's pressure, Jake.
And they're having a big party right before the Michigan State game on January 2nd at the office.
Who's
18,
they?
Him,
we're not
Davison,
invited, though.
And we tried to get ourselves invited, Joe Selig, and it didn't come. It wasn't
somewhat
forthcoming.
Somewhat awkward.
We said, well, no, not really. So we will not be at the event, but Carson and those guys will all be at the game. So if you see Carson at the game, he'll probably be in the Peds booth over at PBA. Like that.
I did see Joe and Matt Davison yesterday at the airport for the announcement that the American Airlines is back.
They're out at the airport.
Yeah, Davison and Steeler were out there. Dead serious. I talked to him for a while.
You were out at
the airport. Were out there.
I was there to support, yeah.
I got invited by
Rachel Barth. She's the director of communications out there, director of marketing, everything for the airport. She did a wonderful job. Been a great year. They got Breeze Airways going to Orlando, Vegas, and Orange County. And now we have American Airlines for the first time in 21 years is back with flights next year to Dallas, Chicago, and Phoenix.
I just hope they could get this thing going because the remodel is incredible.
Chicago, and Phoenix.
Yes, twice daily to Dallas starting in the summer.
We've been tricked before. Was it the Red?
Redway's not quite American Airlines. It's a little bit more of a...
I'm with you. I'm with you on that.
Long-standing airline that's done well.
Was this a press conference?
Yeah, it was big. Pillen was out there. Matt Rhule was there. Troy Dannon was out there. There's a lot of people out there yesterday.
You are kidding me.
I'm not kidding you.
Wow. That's a big deal.
It was a big deal.
So American Airlines is going to Phoenix, Dallas, and Chicago.
Starting next year in Lincoln.
Nice.
Phoenix, it's great. Dallas,
big
Chicago.
Day for the airport.
Yeah. Yes. Who's coming on at 8:45,
That'd be Utah head coach Kyle Whittingham will join us at 8:45
on the
show.
Talking about the game. Not someone from a local radio station.
No, we have
the head coach, not a coordinator. The head coach, 25 years there. His resume is ridiculous. We'll hit on that later.
So you might want to tune in for that.
8:45.
Yes. So we got to get rolling on Bill's Thrills here, though.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
For that? Here we go. Bill's Thrills starts now.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Is this going to be a bonanza?
Right? Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him coach. But to everyone else, He's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
As always, Bill's Thrills sponsored by our friends at Steinert Contracting.
Randy!
The king of remodels for your kitchen,
the
bathroom,
king of Christmas,
whole house, hallways, stairways, and more. Please call or text Randy at 402-417-5204. Steinert Contracting.
Think about this one. We just talked about the how important it was to have the peds and Carson. And guess who he's reaching out to? Carson's reaching out to Randy because it's a basement situation. He knew right away, first, a basement situation.
Are
you
serious?
You go. He goes like that. Remember also that Randy will be delivering those hot cinnamon rolls around town next week. And so if you have that order got in to Sam,
he'll
to Samantha,
delivering.
He'll be the one delivering him. So thank you, Carson.
Samantha's
the chef, and she does not live in Iowa.
She has an Iowa area code.
She's
local.
She's not in Harlan, Iowa, or Spirit
not,
Lake.
Not in Dubuque on the what you side.
Storm Lake or Okoboji.
I don't think there's a Spirit Lake.
Are you sure?
No.
I think there might be.
There's not from Manawa.
I think there's a Spirit Lake.
Yeah, I'll check
Let me
out.
Know on that, Iowa. Yeah,
well, we got Dr. Love.
Yeah, it is time for a proper introduction to...
Come on, Dr. Love.
Okay, here we go.
Dr. Love.
They call.
If you have questions for Dr. Love, it's your time to call or text 402-464-5685. Dr. Love is in the building. He's prepared over there. I can see him.
I've been thinking about this a lot. There's a lot of pressure around the holidays and sometimes different thoughts. And do we have any texters or any questions?
Oh, we
do.
We're ready.
Coming?
Yeah, okay. We're ready. Ready for this?
Okay, let's do Love.
Okay. Jay in Colorado starts off, says,
okay.
Dr. Love, my wife is always waking up late, which leads to hectic mornings and her running out of the door. Disorganized. How can I help her wake up earlier without coming off as a tyrant?
Common problem.
Common problem. I thought your first thing is, do you somehow, you know, manipulate the start time? Is that that's always a simple solution? Like, hey, if you have to,
this is remarkable.
If you have to be there at 9:15, no, you don't. Hey, we're gonna be there at 8:30, and they know just like that. I do this one a lot. Just got a text. Looks like 8:30 tomorrow morning, and I thought so. Throw out an earlier time. The next thing is, make the wake up enjoyable, which means when you're waking up, I thought, hey, already got coffee made, things are done. You have all these preparations for her to have like that. So when she wakes up, it's like someone, there's no scrambling around the kitchen. Imagine she comes out today, coffee's ready, piece of toast,
your sleeves
whatever,
are rolled up.
Sleeves are rolled up, things are ready to go.
Yep.
But first thing I would do is I would try to, if it's an event that's very important, I would manipulate the start time. I would manipulate the start time a little bit and say, listen, we have to be
what if
there.
It's her work.
What's
it's
that? Not, it's well, not. If she's just getting off late for her work, that's her own deal. This is this is for like whatever else. This is a dual problem. It sounds like when it's going to affect you.
Yeah. Okay.
Then you want to manipulate the start time, but also make the morning incredible. Be like, okay, we have a big event tomorrow. We gotta be early for.
Good idea.
Be like, hey, honey, I've got coffee will be made. We're doing this. Or hey, I'll run to Starbucks quick, but I'll come back and pick you up. Have everything buttoned up. To have that. Also, you get
good
up
idea.
Earlier. Just start a little commotion in the house a little bit earlier than normal. Used to be fun back in the day where you could just like, you could adjust the clock. You just change the alarm clock and do times a little bit different. That doesn't work anymore.
No,
the cell phones now kind of eliminate all that fun. So now you have to manipulate the start time, make it enjoyable, make it fun. And then also, probably the best thing is when you lead off with like that is like going like that. I like what you're going to wear today. That looks awesome. My test. They'd be like that. You're always late.
Yeah.
You're always late. And every time we're out of the door.
Don't do that.
No, that's not.
Ruins the morning.
There's never going to be a time of like, you know what I really appreciated, honey, was when you pointed out how I always screw up and I'm always late in the morning. I think
that really
motivated me.
Yeah.
No, just find her doing something good. It's like, or do one of those things also with like that. Huh, you're up and going early today. Like that. And maybe she's not really going that much. But
a little pep in the step.
A little pep in the step. Manipulate the start time, but make that morning enjoyable. The fresh smell of coffee going right away.
Good idea. Dr. Love.
Thank you.
Side note, Spirit Lake is by Okoboji.
Thank you.
Iowa. That does exist.
Yeah, thank you.
My bad.
Spirit Lake's real.
A lot of shots at me.
No, there's not a lot of shots.
Well, Lee took one.
I've been to Spirit Lake
before.
Lee took
one. I've done the show 100 times with him. Hey, Merry Christmas to you two.
Both of you guys.
I'm just sitting here. It's like, I've talked to Lee. We've had in-depth conversation. Yes.
More okay. Dr. Love questions.
Yes.
We have a phone call for Dr. Love.
Awesome. Okay, here we go.
Samuel and Lincoln, you have a question for Dr. Love.
Oh, yeah, Dr. Love. Thank you for coming off your sabbatical. You have been missed. Hey, I've been a long-time breaker. Long time. And my favorite part of the show is always the game show. My whole family knows this. You know, we get ready for the shut up simple, you know, interlude. But why is it that my wife always saves the most important?
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
This is Michael Rosenbaum. Hey, folks, let me tell you that drinking and driving is a decision that will change your whole world. Things will never be the same once you get a DUI, because legal fees and time in court are just the beginning. Getting into a crash is another way your world could be irreversibly changed after drinking and driving. Your vehicle may not be the only thing that gets damaged in that crash. You could face a life-altering injury or even death. But you're not the only one who could face those consequences. Your decision to drink and drive could permanently change someone else's world, whether you injure them or leave their loved ones grieving. The next time you're out drinking, call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or a designated sober driver. Always plan for a safe ride home. The only decision that will change your world for the better is the decision to call for a sober ride. It's never worth it to drive drunk. Don't risk it. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
Conversation for right when the interlude starts. And then I miss the whole game show.
Oh,
I don't want to miss the game show. How can I change this?
Boy, that's a great question. And this can also evolve into other important times where all of a sudden, like you
that's
said,
rough.
The main conversation people will say like that, why are we having it right now? We're in overtime. The game's in overtime. And now we're talking about where we're going to Thanksgiving next year. Mm-hmm. So all these little events that come up and you have that window and that period of time, which we're generally within a few minutes. So you know when that time's going to hit. We're usually about from 7:58 to 8:06 is kind of where we're at with the game show.
That's right.
So appreciate you listening, obviously. But the first thing is that there's no way to attack anything without preparation and education. That's what you want to do. You want to be able to have a time of a conversation of preparation and education of, like, if you say it ahead of time, just say, I am willing to answer any question you have to this time or right after, and say, but during this little window is a time that this is my time. And if you be able to identify that time, and again, we're usually pretty much spot on, but if you just hope that maybe it hits her, that's not going to work. It's not going to hit because this isn't her time. This is what is important to her. So you want to educate her. How important? Hey, I need this. These are about 12 minutes of fun that I need. Then also during that time, make it enjoyable for her too. And probably best to not start off with like the hand. Like, hey, it's about time. Just, I don't need anything from you right now.
It's the hand.
Yeah, that just the hand. Stay away from the hand at that time.
Bill doesn't like the hand. You want to get the hands going.
Yeah, you don't want the hand. So just educate. Say, listen, this is about the time of day we're going to roll every day. And I want to be able to listen to this and chime in and listen to the lead up, the prelude, all those things. But education is the key and the preparation is the key.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. That's the time for me and the stool. We'll be ready.
Thank you.
Thank you, Samuel. All right.
Dr. Love, I got a question.
Yes.
Or not a question, just a comment. It seems like a lot of your advice is just basically strong communication between
strong communication
people.
And anticipation. Don't be a
anticipation.
Yeah. Do not be a reactionary.
Right.
That doesn't work as well. It's kind of like, you know, it's a classic example of Ed Ogeron, when we'd always be talking about things the day after the game of something that crazy things happen every game. And his big thing is like, what we control is always like, did we rep that? And the stuff that you could rep and have and the stuff you could prepare for. Yes. Did I rep that the ball is going to bounce off the guy's head? And no, we didn't rep that. We never rep any ball.
Didn't rep that one.
Didn't rep any balls off of someone's head. but did we rep third and nine
right.
And this versus empty? Yes. Did we rep this? So again, just that massive ability to prepare and have those conversations ahead of time is huge.
Let's get another one.
Well, we'll wrap it up there because we got to get on schedule with Whittingham at 8:45.
So,
you know.
So communication-based love.
I mean,
just you got to communicate.
We had a few more. We don't have time for them, though. But
Next week, though, we will.
Yeah, we can't give all the questions away at once. It leaves you wanting more, right?
Yeah, and if there was a lot, we can maybe even... Maybe if text in if you're really pressed. If we had to, we can do football facts, maybe like or maybe like on things that bother me on Tuesday. We could do things that bother people. Dr. Love, things that bother people in love
on
Tuesday.
Yeah, this is a stressful time for
lovers.
Yeah,
so if they need a lead in, let us know.
It is time to play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-568-5. Your chance
to win. I hope
his
wife's asking a question right now.
Bagels to Bagels and Joe. Today's topic, no surprise here, is Christmas movies.
Okay.
If you think you know your Christmas
The name of the
movies, name and potentially some characters involved.
Okay, all right. Here we go.
If you think you know your Christmas movies, call us right now at 464-5685. Shut Up Simple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Simple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the dick down, Sip and Bill in trivia on the week. You guys are... We played each other yesterday because we had phone issues. So one,
I lost.
One and two of the record. But it was
an Cliff Branch.
It was an exhibition, yeah.
Oh.
Bill, he got Burt Jones right and lost.
Burt Jones and I lose.
You want Blitnikoff or Blitnikoff or Branch?
I was dumb. I wanted to go Branch so bad. Number 21 went deep.
Ah. Oh, he's a Blazer, right?
Yeah, he was.
Well, Colorado, I believe. University of Colorado.
100% right.
We have Tater on the line. Tater, how do you feel about Christmas movies today?
Tater.
Pretty good.
Okay.
Tater.
He feels good.
Tater.
Okay, Bill, a lifeline for one question. For Sip, Tater, first question goes to you. In what 1996 movie does Arnold Schwarzenegger star as a father who vows
Jingle
to get his son
way.
A Turbo Man action figure? Yes, it is Jingle All the Way.
Brilliant!
We're not even going to let people... Now, do we get bonus points if Jake doesn't finish the question? Is that our new thing now, Tater? Is that our new thing now, Tater? Is that our Christmas, Tater?
Let's go. Yeah,
okay, all right. Where are you from, Tater?
Let's go. Lincoln.
Lincoln. We have a all Lincoln
right.
listener. All right. One of four.
Lincoln listener right here.
All right.
All right, Tater.
1-0 lead for Tater. First question, Sip. Okay. Bill's in play. What actor played the role of the Grinch in the 2000 movie How the Grinch Stole Christmas?
I'm pretty sure I have it.
The guy in Landman. Oh, it's not. Oh, who played the Grinch? Oh.
It's a very iconic role.
I can fire a one across the bow if you don't have it.
You got it.
The Jim Carrey?
Brilliant!
Yeah. Not the guy in Landman.
You didn't know that?
No.
It ain't Billy Bob.
Yeah, I was thinking it was Billy Bob Thornton.
Jake, the Grinch!
I don't even know what to say.
It's the guy from Landman. You see, Roberta Flack.
Jake is genuinely disappointed.
I'm with him. I'm Jake's.
Even if you didn't watch it, it's one of the more iconic roles that in the last
genuine
30 years.
Yes. Not contrived. Genuine.
That was definitely genuine. Tater, 1-1 tie for the lead. Last question. In what 2015 movie does a boy who has had a bad Christmas accidentally summon a festive demon to his family home?
Oh, gosh.
Bill. Oh, no, you're out.
The only festive demon I know is Krampus. Brilliant!
Got it.
Krampus is correct.
Krampus.
You put that in there because we got Cody coming in. Yeah. Krampus Cody.
Cody had a Krampus crawl.
Yeah.
Back.
We need you, Steve.
You're on your own. Yeah. Bill, can I help you?
I'm out.
This is for the tie. To force the tiebreaker. What is the main character's name in A Christmas Story? We did his brother.
Ralphie. Bam.
Ralphie is correct. Yes.
Brilliant.
Thank you.
That. Okay. This will go to
what
Tater.
What a great show. Just wanted a BB gun.
Everybody's watched it 100 times. Yeah. It's really good.
All right. This
tongue stuck to the point.
Tater, this is...
so good. When he falls down and his brother falls on and can't get up. He has so much clothes on. He's laying like this. They can't get up.
It's really good. This goes to you, Tater. Bill and Sip will go
We're in this thing. Tater.
Tater, you got it before I even answered the question to finish it, but what is the film length in hours and minutes of Jingle All the Way with Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yeah. Hours.
Yeah.
Let's go 87 minutes.
That's an hour and 27 minutes.
Okay, I got to go this way.
Yeah, we're going definitely higher than that. More.
Brilliant! Only by 2 minutes, though. It's an hour and 29 minutes.
Yeah, I knew they weren't long. I knew it wasn't long. Tater.
Tater, nice try today,
good
man.
Good game, fellas.
Tater,
good
job, thank Tater. You for listening. It's so kind of you.
Hey, can we ask him one more question?
Hey, Sipple, speak up, all right?
Yeah.
Oh, speak up, Sipple. I was concussed.
Yeah.
Hey, Tater, where are you in Lincoln?
Well, right now I'm driving. Just left Hastings, heading back to Lincoln. But just I do live about 56-0.
Okay. 56-0. Okay.
All right, Tater. Area.
Good 56th and
nice try, Tater.
Right by the old Legion Club.
By the Arby's, right?
That is, yep, that is exactly. Yeah, you got it.
100%.
100%, that's Arby's right there.
Is anyone bringing one of those pies in from us McDonald's?
I thought we'd have them by now.
Holiday pie.
Holiday pie.
Don't really know what happened.
Yeah. It's okay. All right, we won. Hey, we won. Yeah. We won on a Friday.
It's a 500 week 2-2 with the no game show
we'll
yesterday
take that.
Exhibition.
We'll take that.
We should.
And we have, we still have an hour to go.
We do. We'll have Kyle Whittingham in this final hour as well. And Cody Schmick. We got a lot to get to.
That's a lot.
I mean, hour three is next, an early break in the ticket.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.